Hi, this is Pat from the Linux Link Tech Show, and you're listening to another episode of TWAT Radio. Now, I'm a hardcore computer person. I've been into computers for a long time, since I was about 10 or 11 years old, you know, back in the day when I had a VIC-20 and a Commodore 64. You know, I used to go on my buddy's bulletin board, and we would download games, and, you know, back when we had a cassette drive. I'm dating myself here. But the point is, I love playing with computers. I love programming. I love learning technical stuff. You know, I'm a programmer by profession. I'm into Linux. I like talking about Linux with my friends when we do our show every Wednesday night. I like putting together how-tos and helping people out who don't know what they're doing and giving them a little guidance. But sometimes, you know, you get a little burnt out and you need to walk away from the computer. I know sometimes I'm guilty of it myself. I'll spend a lot of time, too much time on a computer, just working away and plugging. You know, you should get up and take breaks every, you know, so often, and stretch and everything. But there's a whole world out there. Sometimes what you need to do is turn the computer off and go do something else. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a list of things to do besides playing on your computer or playing video games, getting away from the connected world, and just, you know, go and enjoy a day. So here's my list of things to do while not using a computer. Go read a non-technical book. Go listen to some music. Actually, just sit down and put the headphones on and listen to the music and enjoy the music and concentrate on the music. Don't make it be something that's in the background. Go enjoy a romantic evening with your significant other. You know, if you have somebody that you love, take them out and tell them how much they mean to you. Play with your kids if you have kids. You think it's nothing, you know, just playing with a few minutes with your kids, but it means so much to them that you're spending time with your children and paying attention to what they're doing. Go to the beach. If it's a beautiful day and it's a warm, sunny day like it is this, you know, now in the summertime, go to the beach, have some fun, relax, just hang out by the water, go for a swim. Go for a walk. You can be anywhere. It could be in your neighborhood. It could be in a park. It could be in the woods. It could be anywhere. Go bike riding. Great exercise. You know, go around town. You could do this by yourself or with somebody else. Go rollerblading. Again, good exercise, fun. Go wash your car. You know, geeks, we tend to sometimes ignore, you know, our cars, and they look like crap. You can tell there's a bunch of geeks working in an office when you go outside and all the cars look like they haven't been washed in over a month. Go play with your dog. Hey, you know, if you have a pet or a dog or a cat or something, go play with your pet. Enjoy having fun with them. Go swimming or just hang out by the pool, you know. You don't have to actually go swimming, but again, you could bring a book or a magazine and just chill by the poolside. Go bowling. Bowling is such a simple game. You take a ball and you throw it down the alleyway. It's fun, especially if you're hanging out with some friends, you know, drinking beers and hanging out. It's a fun thing to do. Go shoot a gun at a target. Now, I'm a gun person myself. I love taking a rifle, a target pistol, and go to the range for a couple hours and just popping off a few rounds. Good fun. Go fishing. You know, it's real simple. You know, you get a rod and reel, you know, get some bait and just hang out and go to the lake or the stream or a river or something and just go fishing. Good fun. You'll kill a whole day doing that. Go drink a really good beer. I'm not talking about that piss water beer like Coors or Bud Light stuff. I'm talking about a good beer. Go out, drink one, drink many. Drink by yourself. Drink with your friends. Drink with your loved ones. Now, after you've drank your good beer, you know, maybe a day later, after your hangover has worn off, you're feeling guilty, go to church. Believe it or not, going to church is a good thing for you. You need, besides growing your intellect, you need to grow your spirit. Go play a musical instrument. Playing an instrument is a great thing. It works your brain. It makes you think in different ways. A lot of programming people are musicians, myself included. Go play cards with some friends. Go have a card game, you know. Hang out with your buds, drink some beers, smoke some cigars, and play some cards. It's fun. Go to the movies. There's lots of fun movies that you can go see out there now, especially in the summertime. There's always a blockbuster movie you can go enjoy. Go read a comic book. I love comic books when I was a kid, and they're fun every once in a while. So comic books are fun. Go learn another language. Now, I'm not talking a computer language. I'm talking about an actual language that you speak. This can help enrich your life. It can make you, you know, you can improve your job opportunities if you speak another language, and it's also cool. Hey, you know, we all talk to people from around the world in this connected world. You know, it wouldn't be nice to communicate with them in their native tongue, say someone from Germany or someone from Spain, someone from Italy. It would be kind of cool, you know, talk to them in another language. Go to the mall. Hey, go buy yourself a nice gift. It could be whatever. Go some clothing, you know, a CD, whatever. Go splurge. In the wintertime, you can go ice skating, you can go snowboarding or skiing. It's nice. Enjoy being out in the woods and fresh air and going down a hill. And you get to hang out with some people. Go start a journal. Starting a journal is a really cool thing. And hey, maybe eventually you'll you know, give it to your kids or your grandkids, you know, down the road. How about calling your mom or some other family member or an old friend who I haven't heard from in a while? I'm sure they'll love to hear from you. It sounds corny calling your mom, but I'm sure your mom would like to hear from you. Go fix some things around the house or the apartment. Get away from the computer and go fix some things around the house or the apartment. Go paint a room. Go decorate a room. Heck, go paint a picture. Doesn't even have to be decorating or painting a room in your place. Go hiking in the woods or go hunting in the woods. There's nothing nicer than being out in the great outdoors on a beautiful day and enjoying the day. It's even better if you see an animal walking by and you happen to put a slug into their heart. Even better. Go to a museum. It could be an art museum. It could be a natural history museum. You know, it doesn't cost that much. You go there and you can kill half a day or a full day just going to the museum and walking around. Go to the zoo. Hey, this is a great thing. I do this with my kids. You know, I take them to the zoo. Go to a really fancy restaurant and order dinner without looking at the price. Splurge on yourself. You know, you don't do it every, you know, that much, but once in a while it's nice to go and just enjoy a really good meal. Go to a play or a musical, you know. Again, more good stuff to enjoy, you know. It's entertainment, you know. Going and seeing a live act is sometimes cool. Hey, go to a comedy club. You know, comedy clubs are good, you know. Sometimes the comics suck, but every once in a while there's a really good comic, and they make you laugh, you know. Go see a ball game or other sporting event. You know, go to a baseball game, go to a soccer game, go you know, go to your niece's or nephew's basketball game, you know, just get out and kill an hour or two. Here's something I really like to do ever since I was a kid. Go build a model rocket and shoot it off. Cool stuff, man. Me and my brother, when we were young kids, man, we used to go build model rockets and go shoot them up into the air. Half the time, they wouldn't even come back, but it was fun. Go out for ice cream. Hey, in a hot summer day, go out and enjoy some ice cream. You can also go white water rafting. Lots of fun, you know, especially when you do it with a group of people. So basically what I'm telling people is step away from the computer, go out, enjoy the day. It's the summertime. Go enjoy yourself. You don't want to be one of that guy, like some guy in South Korea who was playing a video game for 40 hours straight and dropped dead one day. You don't want to be that person. You know, I love computers. I love the technical stuff. But sometimes you just need a little break. You know, let the brain, you know, not think about anything too technical. Go relax. Go enjoy yourself. Go play mini golf. You know, it's lots of fun. So this has been Pat from the Linux and Tech Show, and I will see you next time. Bye.